Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up again.
Hey.
I like your sweatshirt. What are you wearing?
It's one of Matt's sweatshirts. It's a sailing sweatshirt. It says Dark Seas.
Ooh.
Dark Seas Division, Low Tide, Low Life. Ooh. Low Tide, Low Life.
Low Tide, Low Life. Damn.
That's
if I was
fun.
Into the seas and maritime, that'd be a very Jack Vanek sweatshirt.
It's like the Jack Vanek of maritime nautical wear.
I love it.
Their stuff is sort of...
Is that the brand?
Dark Seas
Division?
Yeah, just Dark Seas.
Oh, cool.
It's
low
tide, low life. It's a new genre. SEMO.
SEMO!
But it's why I steal like all of his sweatshirts because they're cute.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Isn't that so
low
nice?
Low tide, low life.
Having a partner and being able to steal their clothes.
It really is.
Mine, like, I don't steal your clothes, but I buy you clothes that I want to wear.
I buy Matt a lot of clothes, too.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you buy me some stuff.
I buy you
not
lots of
clothes that I want to wear, but I buy him a lot of clothes.
Jack doesn't buy me clothes. I don't have clothes.
Yeah,
I don't buy clothes.
Jared, literally, I have to send him down. I'm like, it's time for a revamp. Like,
it's time for more clothes.
We've got to, because Jared constantly puts his whites with his colors, and any white shirt that he has ends up getting so gross and dull.
I stopped doing this.
I saw something on Instagram about how Gen Z doesn't separate their clothes.
Why?
And I want to know if it's true.
I started doing it because on tour, it's like if you have a day off and you have to like laundromat, or not a laundromat, but like a hotel, I don't want to be stuck doing laundry all day, so I just throw it all in one load.
I get that, but now it's like we have a washer dryer in our apartment. So
I know, but
like,
I felt like for a lot of those clothes that I've done that with, I could just keep doing it. But but I do it now. I do separate, especially for newer stuff.
And he also puts his like button-up shirts in the dryer, and then they shrink. So it's
like, oh no! And you're like, what did you think?
He's
was
like, what
happen?
Did I do? And I was like, you put your button-up shirt in the dryer.
Well, I'm like, I want to wear it later today.
So he like literally ruins half of his clothes immediately. So we constantly have to revamp.
When me and Matt first started dating, I left a dress at his house.
Uh-huh.
It was like Reformation, you know, that crepey fabric
that will like shrink into this big.
And he's like, I wash this for you, and it was like my favorite thing.
Oh.
And it was like doll sized, and I was like, I liked him so much, and we were newly dating, and I was like, it's okay, and I was like gutted.
You're like, that was a $400 dress.
Yeah, I was
that
gutted.
Fabric that they make those Reformation dresses out of literally shrink to kid size.
I was gutted.
That sucks.
God, it still hurts.
Well, Jared, we need to get you some new clothes.
It's time.
It was a mistake, though. He thought he was being cute, like washing it for me.
Yeah,
I'm like, this does not go.
Men don't know.
That's a mistake you only make once.
That fabric will sometimes get shrunk at the dry cleaner. Like,
yeah.
It's just so...
Really?
You're really not supposed to watch it. Like, you're supposed to just spot clean it.
Which is insane.
Yeah, for someone who sweats as much as I do.
I can't not wash things. Like, it gets so gross.
So I don't buy Reformation anymore, but I do.
No, yeah.
I haven't in a while, though.
No,
I have a shirt.
Still very overpriced.
I have a shirt from Pendleton that's, like, full-blown, like, wool. It's, like, a wool, like...
Cheap?
Yeah.
No, it's nice. Oh, you say sheep? I thought you said cheap.
Sheep.
And I've never washed it. It's the like brown and tan one that I have.
How do you even wash a sweater like that?
No, you don't. I mean, it's like it's more of a jacket.
And it's an overcoat. Like,
it's
that's
like
not
over,
against
yeah.
your skin.
No, he's wearing like a shirt underneath
yeah.
it. It's the same thing. Like, it is crazy that nobody ever washes their jeans. But I don't either.
They were just talking about this on Live with Kelly and Mark about like the denim heads is what they call them. Like,
yeah.
they recommend only spot cleaning them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they said if you have to wash them, to wear them in the shower.
What?
and wash them so like they, with shampoo.
So they don't like get messed up with the fit? The
yeah.
I'm too scared to wash jeans for that exact reason.
I don't care that
I'll wash them, but just not dry them.
What's
I haven't
worse than
washed a pair of jeans maybe ever.
But like you don't wear jeans very long. Like when I'm wearing jeans, like I wear them to dinner and then I take them off as soon as I get home because like you don't want to wear jeans for long.
That's true. But like if I wear a legging, I'm washing it immediately. Like I'm going to wear these leggings for 5 hours, say, and they're getting washed.
Yeah. Well, leggings
but, like,
are
leggings
easy.
Are
they
tight can beat
them up.
On your lady parts.
Yeah.
Well, before we begin today's episode, obviously, if you're watching us, you're watching us on Patreon. If you're just listening to us and you're looking for more bonus true crime content, please join us over on Patreon. So many good things for you over there. And I know I'm biased, but I think it's a deal.
It's a deal. And you get 4 more episodes a month, and they're well-researched, well-written, well-recited true crime episodes that just, you know, and we're taking recommendations from our listeners. So we're covering the cases that you want to hear. So please join us.
Please
if you're
join
watching,
us.
You're already here. So thank you for being here. And thank you for staying.
We'd
love
you guys over there. I kind of float down the hallways of our Patreon like a spooky ghost, but I see you guys
in
there.
Means a lot.
And the numbers are growing, so we appreciate you.
Yeah,
I love it. All right, should we get into today's day?
Let's do it.
The dark day. It's November 30th.
Wow.
30 days. Okay, tomorrow is December 1st.
Wow, that means my birthday is in 2 days.
That's true.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, I guess
Lex.
This is your like
birthday episode.
It's Lex's birthday episode.
Oh my God, fun.
We love that. We love a December birthday.
Yeah.
Do you love a December birthday or do you wish your birthday was in the middle of the year?
I don't know.
Double presents to end the year? Come on.
But like, do people actually, I feel like that's a cop out.
I get double presents. It's not so close to Christmas where people are like, they can write like a happy birthday, Merry Christmas. My stepmom told me she used to get screwed because she had a twin. She has a twin and her birthday is the 23rd. So she'd get like a happy birthday, Annie and Adrian, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
That's interesting that your mom is a December baby too.
Stepmom.
Oh, it's your stepmom. It's Adrian.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I mean.
And a twin. So then you're really screwed.
You're getting ripped off.
Ripped off.
Ooh.
That's why I really like what my birthday is because it's just like smack dab in the middle.
Yeah. It gives a little event for like
it gives
middle
an event.
Of the year.
Yeah. And it's not crossing over with any other events.
No.
I'm going to get you double presents.
Though mine does fall. Yeah. My birthday does fall on Mother's Day. So when I become a mom, it will
be,
be a double crossover event. But when you're that age, I don't think you care as much.
No, you want to pretend you don't have a birthday.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to be so selfless.
So selfless.
You're like, who cares about me?
I'm going to be like, give me a present.
Who cares about me?
Okay, let's get into the dark day.
Let's do it.
November 30th, 3340 BC. We're going back. This might be the farthest back we've gone ever.
Wow.
In our dark day.
We're going before Christ.
The earliest believed record of an eclipse happened in Ireland.
Whoa. Shit. We just saw it. Well, by
couple
the time this
ago.
Airs, it's been a bit, but there was an eclipse that it was a partial eclipse, which they call
solar eclipse?
No. I forgot the name. But I love an eclipse.
I love an eclipse too. Jared made an eclipse viewer. It was really cute.
I saw that with a little pinhole poke.
He was like being like a little science. It's like such a dad move. Being a little science teacher. It was really cute.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah. So basically like you cut a hole into a box and I don't know.
On one side of the box you cut a hole.
You made these in science class.
Yeah. You make a hole to peek through and then you make another hole, like a big hole. You cover it in tinfoil and do a little pinhole. And that pinhole becomes your like refractor. And then it projects the image of the light onto the bottom of the box. So then you look through the hole next to it, and you can see it's a circle.
But you're not looking directly at it.
No. And then you can watch the moon kind of pass through.
It's a safe way of viewing the eclipse.
Because I woke up, and I was like, shit, I'm going to miss it. And then I was like, I'll just look right at the sun. And then I did it, and I was like, oh!
No, not a good idea.
So then I ran inside, and Jack's always got like cardboard boxes, so I made a quick little...
It was really
cute.
Matt has a giant, like, space-level telescope. You've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then he was walking Bosley, and I think I slept in that day, and he was like, hey, someone on the street, a random woman, just yelled, hey, you see the eclipse? And he's like, I gotta get fucking rid of my telescope, because lady saw it, and I didn't, and I didn't even know about it. And this telescope takes up so much space that I'm like, if you're not watching an eclipse with it,
you need to get rid of
it.
Yeah, get
rid
of it.
It's like person-sized.
It's huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice until it's like a menace.
We don't need it.
No, you don't need it.
Shit, I'll take it if you guys don't want it.
Where are you going to put it?
Yeah, we have no room.
When you move to Phoenix, maybe we'll bring it to you.
I'll put it in Jack's closet.
Yeah, okay, with all of my fucking clothes. Okay, 1487, the first German beer purity law called Reinheitsgebot.
Nailed it.
Was made in Munich by
accurate
Albert
pronunciation.
Albert IV, Duke of Bavaria, stating that beer should only be brewed from three ingredients: water, malt, and hops.
Keep it simple, baby.
I don't know what they were brewing it with before, but after 1487, you got the three good ingredients.
I love that.
And that's
Keep it simple. In-N-Out, looking at you. Great job.
That's true.
Oh my God. Keep it simple. Sounds amazing.
In 1609, Galileo realized that the moon was a landscape, not a flat surface on a circle in the sky. So, flat earthers, 1609.
I don't know
flat
if I
mooners. Flat mooners.
I don't know if I buy it.
Galileo,
I
mean, that's like, Galileo.
Yeah. 1630, 16,000 inhabitants of Venice died this month from the plague. Dark day.
Not into it.
Not a big plague guy.
Not a big
if
plague
I'm being
guy.
Honest here.
Bubonic
like
plague,
no.
Not a fan.
Don't like them.
That's why I don't like rats. Ugh. Rats spread the plague.
Pretty gross.
Ew.
1872, the first international soccer game, Scotland. Draws Scotland versus England, but it ended in 0-0. Can that even happen?
Oh, it can, and it happens all the time. That's why my response to this is yawn. Who cares, dude?
But what happens when you tie in soccer? There's no deal breaker?
Yeah, you have a shootout. You have a like a
it depends on the match. Like,
what do they call it? Like with the goal, you have like a shootout on the goalie.
Yeah, well, sometimes it depends on the match. Like in certain instances, they go extra time.
That's what I thought.
So a normal, I'll call it football for all of our friends overseas, a normal football match goes 90 minutes, so two halves of 45 each. I think in like a non-competitive or like anyways, there's two different kinds of overtime. One is they add 15 minutes onto the clock and you try to score within that 15 minutes, and if you score, games, whoever scores first wins.
Yeah.
It might go to a second 15 minute period if there's no score. I can't remember. But the other thing is the penalty shootout.
Yeah,
which is where you line up. And it's
everyone shoots
mano y mano, and you got one goalie, one kicker, and you're going for whichever team
gets the most
wins the game.
Out of how many?
I don't know how many. I think six or seven.
So. 0-0 is pretty fucking boring.
I'm telling you, dude. Snoozer. Sorry, everybody, but
yeah. Did you watch the Beckham documentary?
Not yet. Is it good?
It's actually really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
I'm down. I'll try it.
Okay, so next, 1858, I love an invention or a patent. The mason jar was invented and patented, patent number 22,186 by Philadelphia tinsmith John Landis Mason.
I love a mason jar.
The mason jar as we know it, 1858.
Love a mason jar. Multi-purpose. Put your flowers in them.
Mason jars did have their moment. Milk? Now they're a little basic bitch, but
are they?
Yeah,
they're hip. I mean, they've always been hipster.
They're chuggy.
Yeah,
at this point,
I don't agree.
But we have mason jars. I like them.
I love a mason jar. A mason jar works for so many different things.
Yeah, it really does.
They were very trendy.
You can even put cereal in them. It's got that nice wide opening at the top. Put cereal and milk in them and just eat straight out of them.
Have you ever done that?
You call milk. That's not how you said it.
Milk. I said milk.
Yeah.
I call it milk.
You say a few words weird, and it's weird because I'm like an Arizona accent.
Vigilante?
Like, where are you getting it? No, you say tour.
Tour.
What do you say?
He says tour.
Tour. And I said vigilante. I said vigilante the other day.
And he said vigilante.
She freaked out.
That's weird.
Is it vigilante?
Yes.
Yes, you knew that. You knew it was vigilante.
I say vigilante.
He's like, yes, you got vigilante.
Fancy, it sounds better.
It sounds like you're British, maybe.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like a high collar.
No,
like,
it's kind of East Coast. It's like we call things like Nevada.
Yeah. Vigilante. It's like a soft A.
Yeah.
Vigilante.
Vigilante. So
funny.
So dumb.
Sounds vigilante? like a Starbucks.
Vigilante.
Order.
That's harder to say. Vigilante.
Vigilante. 1907, Pike Place Market was dedicated in Seattle. One of my favorite places to go visit.
Give me a crab leg and call it a day.
I know. They have like I love a lot of places at Pike Place, but they have like the best soup. Soup
chowders.
Restaurant, chowder place. And you can get like a chowder sampler.
Wow.
Have you ever been there with me?
Yeah.
The chowder place. The crumpet.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say you're sleeping on the best part. I hope it's still open. The crumpet shop, crumpet store, crumpet shop.
Yes.
You can get crumpets right up there around
the
corner.
I literally don't know anywhere else in the world to get crumpets other than the place in Seattle.
Well,
they're not the same.
In the U.S., she's talking about.
Mm.
I don't know if they're the same as that crumpet place.
That's a straight up crumpet, but they do them a bunch of different ways. So you can do sweet, savory. Like, dude, it's so good.
I love it. Okay, here's my like little deep dive into our day.
Okay.
In 1954, Anne Hodges is bruised by a meteor in Alabama in the first modern existence of a meteor striking a human.
Wow.
So at approximately eight.
He's lucky. That's all that
I would
happened.
Be honored.
I thought she'd be die.
Yeah, I know.
I
well,
thought she
so
would
this,
be die.
This is what happened.
Be dead.
She yeah. was not be died. The meteor was 8.5 pounds and it was a 4.5 billion year interplanetary traveler that was shot like a bullet through her house roof at about 2:46 p.m. So it banged into her large radio console and then bounced onto her body, causing a large bruise on her left side. So it went through her roof, hit her radio console, and then banged into her.
She was probably like, what the hell?
What the heck?
What the hell? What the hell is going
what the
on?
Heck?
So obviously they identified the meteorite like right away, but then there was a big kerfuffle about who it belonged to.
Oh, so not everyone wants to get hit by it, but then you want to own it.
But then you want to own it. So she was renting her home. So her landlord, this girl named Birdie Guy, which is a really cool name, thought that the meteorite belonged to her because it hit her house. So she was like, this is my meteorite, whatever.
Nope. If you're renting your house, they basically own it.
And so Ann Hodges, the woman that it hit, said the suing is the only way that I'm ever going to get it back. I think God intended it for me. After all, it hit me. So the case was eventually settled out of court with Birdie Guy getting $500 to let Ann Hodges keep the meteorite. And then, so they kept it, but then her husband, Eugene, couldn't find a buyer for it. So they wanted to keep it to sell it, I guess, which is fucked up. It's like, just keep it. Like what?
It's a piece of the atmosphere.
It's literally 4.5 billion years old. It came out of space and hit you, but they wanted to sell it and then they couldn't find somebody to sell it to.
I mean, okay, so.
Because what is its worth?
Like, its worth is what it can be sold for.
Right.
Or what's its value to you as the person that's associated with
yeah.
it.
Right.
Like, keep it.
That's such a cool thing to have. What an incredible, you're like the only person that's ever been hit by a meteor before. Like, how incredible is that? They ended up using it as a doorstop.
Here's my thing.
Then they donated it to the Alabama Museum of Natural History. But I'm like, dude, what? You little scummy hands. You're just trying to make a quick buck. Like, that's such a cool thing that you're the only person in the world that has ever happened to.
Okay. Initially, I said keep it. I'd like to amend this.
Okay.
Try to sell it. You can get a ton of money for it. Change your life. If you cannot,
they couldn't
keep it
and be proud of it.
They donated it. They didn't even keep it. I mean, it's nice that they donated it. I would.
I want it.
It's only 8.5 pounds. It's not big. You could use it as like a decoration in your house.
Every person that ever came over to my house, the first thing I'd say is, want to see something cool? And then I'd show them my meteorite.
Well, nowadays, she could have gotten TikTok famous.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone would buy it now.
Somebody would buy it now.
I think. Like a museum would buy it or something.
Before her time.
Before her time. You couldn't really like...
Can't really parlay that meteorite.
No, into TikTok fame.
No, there was no black market yet.
No.
Okay, and in 1983, police ended up freeing kidnapped beer guy, Alfred Heineken, in Amsterdam.
I know the name.
He got kidnapped, and he was released on a ransom of 35 million Dutch guilders, which was $81 million in 2023 U.S. terms, on November 30th of that year. The kidnappers were all eventually caught and served prison terms. So they probably kidnapped him, obviously, for this.
Does this ever work out?
In these places, though, they get slaps on the wrist.
I know, but my question
is... European prisons, like, oh, you sit at home for a while, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you know better.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, you did this.
Lex, in your experience, a ransom situation, does it ever work out?
It said he was released on the ransom, but then do they get that the kidnappers get the money, but then when they catch him, they have to give the money back?
Yeah.
So like,
well, I don't know exactly what happened here, but I know like other ransom situations, like they bring the money, but there's like a GPS tracker. Yeah. Like the money is just to get them arrested.
Yeah.
I feel like, so
has that ever successfully worked out for a kidnapper?
No. And it's like money's traceable, especially now, especially if you need like millions of dollars. You think anyone's going to have that in cash? Banks don't even have that in cash.
Yeah.
So it's like, good luck. That's why you never really see it anymore.
That's why
that girl who was rescued after that guy in upstate New York abducted her from a campsite and then put a ransom note in the family's mailbox. Like, what did you think? How do you think that was going to go?
Yeah.
People are idiots. Feel like that just never works.
I mean, it doesn't.
But people still try. Don't really do it. In other countries, it might. I know, like, there's rumors that in, like, Mexico it happens. I mean, I don't know anyone it's happened to.
Yeah.
They say it. Man on Fire has got to be based on something.
Oh, that's true. Man. Creasy? Is that his name?
Creasy.
Oh, God. Great movie.
2004, longtime Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings of Salt Lake City, Utah, finally loses, leaving him with $2.52 million.
Did they settle on him being the new host?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't just start with that.
That's him? He's the champion?
Yeah.
Who's hosting it?
Yeah. Ken Jennings.
So cute. Wow, I love that.
He's like great.
I don't think that they're... what's her name was hosting for a bit?
I mean, everybody wanted it to be LeVar Burton, and then everybody wanted it to be... It went like
Someone got canceled who was being the host, Remember? Like, stuff came out about him that they took him down. I can't remember his name.
After Alex Trebek died, they went through like a year of like letting a bunch of people
guest
host.
Well, because how can you replace Alex Trebek?
But Ken Jennings is like, it's the most obvious call. He's good at it.
He's good.
He's just the only person that makes sense for that. Like, he's like a whole, like, self-made Jeopardy celeb. Like, who's better?
What's so cute about it, though, is he probably like, I know that one.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah, of course he does.
He's probably like, you idiots.
Like, I know that one.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't even need to look.
That's what's so cool. I mean, Alex Trebek obviously was an amazing host, but like, he actually knows
fucking
everything.
He's probably writing the fucking questions.
I'm saying, he's probably making them up on the spot. He's improvising Jeopardy.
For like the double Jeopardy and stuff.
I love that for him.
I've been watching. He's good. I didn't even realize.
Yeah. So he was.
I watch it almost every day since I'm like working from home. I like put it on in the background.
Oh, that's a good thing to put on.
I love it. And I'm so proud when I know something. I'm like, there you go.
Yeah. I would be the worst Jeopardy contestant.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I don't know random facts
like
that.
Yes, you do.
No.
I would smash
it. Jared's good at those.
I'm good at that too.
Random facts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
That's all that's in my brain.
I know like very specific things about specific things, and then that's about it.
If I say it out loud and Matt's there and I'm wrong, I get so pissed. I'm like, why don't you just keep your mouth shut? Say it in your head. Because then if you're like, I knew that, they're like, sure you did.
Yeah.
It's like, you gotta say it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they don't believe that you knew.
You gotta get in there before they say the answer. Yeah.
Yeah, there is no better feeling than knowing
but
it.
When you're,
when I'm wrong, I'm like, idiot.
Oh, it's so true. Okay, last one we're gonna leave off with is in 2017, the world's longest rainbow. 8 hours and 58 minutes was recorded in Taipei's Yangmingshan mountain range.
Wow.
9 hour rainbow is pretty insane.
Oh, wow. Like the duration that
it existed. The length of it. Yeah. That's crazy. Usually they last for like 20 minutes, maybe 5 minutes.
Very special rainbow.
Very special rainbow. Not a double, but a long rainbow.
Nonetheless.
All right. Well, when we come back, we have got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We love it. We hate it. We vote on it. We bring it to Instagram to vote on it. And we have usually a listener base on the stand. Do we have one today?
I wouldn't let you down.
Love it. Oh. Jared, if somebody wants to call in their own On the Stand, they want to bitch about something, where are they calling?
Don't let us down. 818-446-6889.
Beautiful. Do we have the number in the show notes?
It is every week.
Amazing. You're so great. Someone in our Facebook group was like, you should say the number at the top of the episode. Because like when I wanted to call, I had to like sift through to find it. But friends, it's in the show notes.
Click the show notes.
The info below our show. You'll find it.
Love it.
Hey, guys. I'm actually in the middle of your latest Killing Time episode. And as soon as Jack put Moaning at the Gym on the stand, I kind of pulled over and had to make this call immediately because it resonated so much with me, but I'm going to put my own twist on it. So I'm a massage therapist, and I am putting moaning while you're getting a massage on the stand. Moaning, groaning, grunting, all of it. And I'm not talking about if we hit like a particular sore spot on you or, you know, if we're working at getting a trigger point out, like a little bit of audible noise, that's okay. I'm going to let that slide. But if you are moaning to the point where other rooms, to other clients in other rooms think you might be getting something else, or if you're getting a real deep tissue massage and you feel like you have to grunt and moan and groan the whole way so everyone knows that you're a tough guy getting a massage, just know that when that happens, my eyes are so far back in my head that I can see my brain. So I'm talking about the theatrical moans and groans. It's not necessary. It's super cringy, and it's definitely guilty. Love you guys. Bye.
I would love to start on this. So I get deep tissue massages because, like, my back is full of knots because I carry so much tension because of the way I am.
Yeah.
And when I get deep tissue massages, I am in so much fucking pain that I'm, like, on the brink of tears.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm there for, like, hell to work it out.
Do you ever, like, have a grunt, though, where you're like, oh, like,
I've
ow.
Never.
This is where I'm going. If I can hold it in,
yeah,
so can you, tough guy. Like, yeah. There's women the pain women feel, I don't think men will actually understand. Like, our tolerance is way higher. A. B, like, if I, and literally, I have little mantras I say to myself. I think about George Washington crossing the Delaware River and how cold like a his lunatic. Feet were. I literally think about other people's pain, and I'm like, if they can get through that, I can get through this.
Yeah, this is a self-inflicted pain.
I think about David Blaine up in that ice box.
I transcend, though, and I do not make a sound because, A, I don't want them to stop doing what they're doing because that's what I'm there to do.
Yeah.
So I don't want them to lighten up. So I just hold it in, and you fucking breathe through it like an adult.
All right.
I mean, my massage, I've only found one sweet, sweet gal that has ever given me a hard enough massage that I actually enjoyed. Nobody ever can do it hard enough. And she
told
me.
Look at me when you said that. Well, that's fine. But
sometimes,
you should go to my guy.
I don't like men.
See, that's where I'm sorry. They're
no, I don't feel comfortable with a man.
Okay, but they're but that's why you're not getting what you want.
My gal Zona, but now she's left and she only does Equinox and has doubled her prices, but that's fine. She deserves it. But she was the only person that could ever get in there hard enough. She's like, I massage your body like you are a linebacker. She's like, nobody can take as much pain as you can. And still, I'm just sitting there. Even
there
when
there is
it hurts.
A woman at Burke Williams I can recommend to you who would really? Be good. Who I had one that I was like, holy shit.
Too much?
No, she's amazing.
Okay.
Like one of the guys.
Not, oh, but she's a lady?
But she's a woman.
Okay.
Here's, I can recommend.
Here's my take.
But like it's just one of those, I don't even know if it's like not being able to take pain. It's more of like an attention thing.
Maybe.
You know, like, I think it's people, it's either a lack of self-awareness or it's like, I somehow want people to pay attention to me.
Yep. And here's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Here's my take. I've only had, I can count on one hand how many professional massages
I've made
I've
you
had.
Go with me like twice.
I think I've had two. Okay.
I love them.
I just get all wound up and I just never fix it. But when I did go, it was a like pretty heavier, it was a heavier massage. But I'm big. It didn't really affect me. Here's the thing. I was silent, obviously. If I'm at home and Jack decides she's going to like rub my back, which is a once every two or three years thing, I'm going to make a couple noises so that it's like, hey, this is great. You're doing great. It's encouraging being like, please keep going. This feels really good.
But he also just likes attention. So
I love attention. But a stranger, that situation, like, dude, I am silent.
So inappropriate.
But it's also your job. Like, yeah it's very inappropriate.
It's just like men especially should be aware of whether they're making a woman uncomfortable.
Yes.
And like, A, the woman's in a room with you.
Alone.
Sure she's had creepy fucking experiences. Don't be that guy to make her wonder whether that's about to happen.
Yeah.
Two, don't insinuate that something more is happening if you're being audible enough for another room to hear to like get people talk. It's just rude.
That's what I'm saying. People are doing it for attention.
Poor taste.
It's bizarre. I don't like it. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
I do it for attention,
guilty.
But only
to me.
With Jack.
Yeah. No, I think that's so guilty. And I think just like read the fucking room. If it was your sister or mother, like, would you want, just put yourself in their fucking position. Would you want people making them feel that way?
Yeah. I agree.
Don't do it.
Who wants to go first?
Guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty. I can go.
Okay.
Today on the stand for me is my former favorite restaurant, Taco Bell.
Oh.
Here's what's up. Taco Bell. First off, who the fuck do you think you are? I went there, two people, $33.
Oh, yeah. They've jacked
I did not,
up their prices.
I did not overorder. I ordered pretty much what's been my order forever, which has been a chicken quesadilla and a Crunchwrap Supreme. And if it's late at night, I'll probably add in like a Doritos Locos Taco.
Ooh. Oh, one of my favorite foods of all time.
Yeah. And then the Very smallest
Supreme.
Baja Blast. I need a little
These
sip.
Have sour cream on it.
Of course, Supreme. And then your smallest Baja Blast, but usually you give me a medium, which shouts out for that. Like medium is like small.
I love a Baja
it's America,
Blast.
Who cares? Who do you think you are charging what you're charging now? Taco Bell is the same five ingredients wrapped 20 different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been like I'm getting out of here under like $12 to $13 situation, like for a ton of food.
Yeah.
It's gotten out of control. We need to rein it in. I want to go back to Taco. The reason Taco Bell was so great is because it was cheap. The food is not overwhelmingly amazing. It's the price mixed with like the acceptable way that they're making food. It's gotten out of hand. It's on the stand. It's becoming guilty for me, which sucks because it's my favorite restaurant.
And it is his favorite. We tried to go to Taco Bell the other night after your little party that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a Taco Bell without a drive-thru.
That's a problem. Have a drive-thru. What's the point?
I think I'm going to go after this. There's one block that way. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's one block. Well, it's on Vine in Lexington.
Well, bring your wallet.
I You're will.
That's going to cost you the same price as a very nice sushi dinner.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's gotten crazy, dude. Like, we got to rein this in, Taco Bell. I love you so much, but I'm here. This is an intervention. Food is not worth these prices. It's good, but it's not that good.
I'm sorry.
Wow, it sucks.
I'm sorry.
And it's guilty.
It's, I mean, I guess
I've never seen you this impassioned before.
I can afford it, but like
barely.
But like barely, man. We just got married, trying to find a house. Like,
he's barely hanging on.
I need you, Taco Bell, to go back to the way it was.
Listen, it's inflation. Everything's just going up, 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 up.
What's up with this?
It's gonna cost
you
$50 to have a fast food meal soon.
Just like,
I'm sorry.
I'm losing, like, it's like an old friend that like I don't want to see them go down this path.
Slipping away.
It was his favorite restaurant of all time. And now.
I haven't been in 3 months.
We're losing it.
Well, I just went recently, but that.
You did?
When I was home. This is why me and Ken went. And it was
and it was like so
crazy expensive.
Too much money. I'll say guilty just for Jared's.
Yeah, guilty. I mean, if I said not guilty, I feel like it would hurt our
relationship. Okay.
Like, this is a thing you care about deeply. Guilty.
I just love you.
Guilty.
And I don't want to let you go, Taco Bell. And you're guilty right now, but.
Maybe not later.
I still love you.
Wait until he has a really good Crunchwrap Wrap Supreme.
I know. They'll bring me
back. Forgive you.
So good. I'll go next. I am putting something on the stand that we discovered recently that's been around forever. And I feel like I'm very late to the game, but I'm obsessed with it.
Where's this going?
That is pickleball.
Oh.
Pickleball.
Jared and I recently, like a month ago, went on a little mini moon because we canceled our honeymoon. It's a whole thing. But anyways, we went to Carmel and stayed at this amazing hotel called Carmel Valley Ranch. They have all these activities, and one of those activities was pickleball. I've never played it before. And we played it for the first time. I love it.
Really?
I fucking...
Old ladies love it.
Love it. Well, Jared and I played one-on-one, which is different than the old ladies, because they'll do like two-on-two. You're not really moving too much on a two-on-two. But Jared and I, crazy workout. I was sore in muscles I didn't know existed. It's so fun. And it's like... attainable. Like, I can't.
Tennis is hard.
Tennis is too hard for me. I threw my shoulder out last time I played for like a month. It's too much. Like, it's you need actual, I don't know, skill for it.
You need to take lessons to like be good at it.
Pickleball, you don't need lessons. Pickleball, you just go and play. And it's like, if you know enough and you're like athletic enough and like know how to follow rules enough.
We would play with you.
I would
Please.
Love that.
Two.
I said that while we were playing. I was like, wish Lex and Matt.
You guys would be
we
so
would
fun.
Love that.
We should definitely do
Is
it.
Is there a court somewhere?
There's courts everywhere. You just got to like
find one,
figure them out. But it was so much fun. It was such a fun workout. Like, we played it both nights or both mornings that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
I just had such a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, I am fucking gassed
Let's
after
play.
This.
And it's a very even playing field. Like, Jack beat me a few times.
Yeah.
Well, Jack is suspiciously athletic. Yeah. Like, I've been saying that about Jack for years.
But usually Jared, even though I am, he's still way better than me. And like, we're neck and neck. It didn't matter.
No.
I loved it.
We had a lot of fun. And I was kind of like suspicious of the hype.
Yeah.
I get it now. It was so fun.
It was us and a bunch of old ladies, which I loved.
Yeah.
I love that.
They're having like a birthday party.
Yeah, they were really cute.
Not guilty. Love the pickleball.
Yeah, it was
not guilty for me.
Not guilty.
Yeah, I had a blast. I'm in.
All right, Lex.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a departure for me. Normally I have like more, I don't know, trivial. But I feel like this is important.
Okay.
We had like a little Halloween party thing a few weeks ago. And three of our friends showed up as Barbie.
Hmm.
And I hadn't seen Barbie. And the next day, I was like, we're going to see fucking Barbie right now.
In the theater?
It's not in the theaters anymore.
I didn't think so.
Well, where the heck is it?
Well, why? Like, if it's...
Because it's been like 4 months.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. Barbie was a summer movie.
I am beside myself. I'm like, what do you mean? It's just got like the most grossed movie of ever.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you like leave some showtimes in there?
I'm sure there's some
for
theater
the stragglers.
That is still
no,
it's because Taylor's
it's gone.
Here now. It's because Taylor's here.
It's
to
gone.
Stay.
And I was just like, I don't go with the trends. You know, I'm not gonna go see Barbie because everyone's seeing Barbie.
Nah.
I gotta go for my own reasons.
Yeah.
And my own reason was too late.
Do you
it
guys
was
have?
Too late.
Do you guys have dollar cinemas out here?
I don't think so.
This might be a Phoenix thing, but when I was growing up. It was great because you go to the dollar cinema. So the movies, once they get like relegated out of the normal theaters, they would go play at the Dollar Theater. So you could go in, if you were like 4 or 5 months late, you can go see a blockbuster there for a dollar.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
The problem is that he's like, nope, you're going to have to see it on streaming. I'm like, then I'll never see it because I will not be able to hold my attention long enough.
Not at home.
I can for horror. We watched some horror movies recently that like, have you ever seen Silent Hill?
Of course I have.
Holy fuck.
It's a video game.
I like couldn't look away from it. It was the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Oh, we should watch that.
I don't want to go.
We'll watch it. It's so good.
What's it on?
I don't know. Somewhere we watched it, but a horror movie will hold me,
because
it's just like I'm riveted, but Barbie won't, I don't think.
Yeah. No.
And so I'm just a little bit disappointed that I'll never really see Barbie.
Maybe on a plane.
Maybe a plane.
The plane is like the last great.
I cannot pay attention on a plane.
The plane is the last frontier for me for like any, if there's a movie that I cared about but never got around to.
Yeah.
If I don't watch it on a plane, I'm never going to see it.
There's no place that I can pay less attention to a movie than on a plane.
Really?
I can't.
Oh, that's
insane. If I'm in a sleep pod, I watch like 4 movies on our
flight. And you pay attention to them?
Yeah. On our flight from like England to back to LA. Yeah, I watched like 4 movies back to back. It was fucking awesome.
Awesome.
And I was just drinking.
I chain them too.
Drinking my free drinks.
Yep. All right.
And like having fun.
I chain them too.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I can't do it.
But for whatever reason, for me, anytime there's a like an action scene, shit's like ramping up, that's when we hit the worst turbulence.
Yeah.
It causes me great anxiety.
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
Dork. All right. Well, I'm going to say, I guess guilty just for you.
Guilty. Can we please, if anyone out
bring
there
Barbie
is
back,
in
bitches.
Control, please let Lex
bring
see Barbie
back to the theaters.
I wanted the theaters.
Yep.
All right. Well, when we come back, it's time for some True Crime Rewind.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real world, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on TheRealReal.com using code FIRST. That's TheRealReal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with anything that we've talked about today.
Love
okay,
great. That.
It's actually something that I prepared for a previous killing time that we ended up like bantering about something that we didn't get to. But I was like, we need to talk about this.
Okay.
And this is Catherine the Great. I don't know if you guys know anything about Catherine the Great at all, or if you want to have a learning experience.
Katie the Grady.
Okay, so Catherine the Great, she's a crazy lady. She was the, I'm going to give you like a little bit of her backstory and then we're going to get into why she was a wild gal.
Love this.
So she was the Empress of Russia from 1762 to 1796. And she was not only the longest ruling female, she ruled for 34 years in Russian history, but also regarded as one of the greatest, hence her obvious title, Catherine the Great. Under her reign, Russia grew in strength and prosperity, and the period of her rule is often referred to as the Catherinian era, or the golden age of the Russian Empire. So wow. She like really...
Catherinian era.
She was a badass. So, but that's all I'm giving you for her history, right? What she was known for is taking many lovers and spoiling them with high positions and large estates. Even when she lost interest from one of her lovers, she pensioned them with gifts and with gifts of serfs. What's a serf again?
People.
Oh.
Slaves.
Yeah. Oh.
Serfs. S-E-R-F. Yeah, serfs. Yeah.
Okay. So
she'd be like, here's some concubines.
And you'd be like, I don't think
this is appropriate. But
so back to her sexual proclivities.
Okay.
She had a special area built in her bedroom, which was curtained off and where she received her many lovers. She had several lovers at any time, and they were expected to perform as and when needed. So she was just like women of great power being like, who
am I going to use?
Is going to please me today?
She's Leonardo DiCaprio with the gift bags.
She really is. If they did not satisfy, they were kicked out of the palace, but they were given a handsome sum of money. So she wasn't leaving them hanging.
Even if it was like, you're could do better.
She's like,
here's a consolation prize.
Exactly.
Wow.
So this is what happened. First, her young men were carefully vetted for fear of diseases, obviously, at the time. God knows what was happening. The court physician would first examine them thoroughly, and then they would be passed on to Countess Bruce, who would interview them and inform them of what the Empress liked and what she did not like in bed.
Wow.
So pre-interview for these guys. Then Countess Bruce would proceed to try them out herself and ensure that they were all as they were promised to be.
This sounds wild.
This sounds like
this is insane.
This sounds like an operation.
I bet you like Countess Bruce like fell in love with one, but it's like you're meant to be the Catherines.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like, oh, what a saga.
I know. It's a saga.
This sounds messy.
Only then. No, it's not messy because she is 100% the person in power and just be like, So anyways, only then would
she's not falling in love with any of these.
No. Or maybe she was. I don't know.
Doubt it.
So, yeah, she seemed... I love her. So only then would she be... They be delivered. The men were delivered to a suite of rooms where a box of 100,000 rubles would be waiting for them. I don't know what that equates to. And this is a gift for the services that they were about to render. So before they did anything.
Oh, payment first.
Payment first.
Up front.
At the same evening, the young man would be presented at court with the Empress on his arm. And then at 10 o'clock, he would retire to her bedroom. And over the years, the walls of Catherine's bedroom were filled with miniature portraits of her lovers.
It's only $1,000.
Oh.
In the United States dollar today.
I mean,
100,000 Russian ruble equals 1,000.
Back in 1762? I don't think you're doing the
well. Hold
inflation.
On. So she's got photos of these people in the room. So like when the next person comes in, they see everybody else.
I'm Catherine the Great.
Yes. What did it say?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
I don't think any of these men thought that they were going to be her lover. They all just knew that they were like her sexual partners for the day.
What's the point?
They're
one ruble
money.
Could buy you 250 kg of rye flour, one round log, half of a hat. A hat costs 2 rubles.
Okay, so 100,000, they could buy 50,000 hats.
Yeah.
With that much money.
That's right.
That's a lot of rubles.
A stack of paper enough for 2 books,
okay.
1 ruble, 3 kg of copper.
Copper?
30 kg of ham.
Oh, I'm going all in 30 on ham.
For one room.
30 kilograms of ham? That's a lot of
for
ham.
One ruble.
That times that by 100,000? They could buy 300,000?
You wouldn't want to do that.
3
kgs of
3 million rubles of ham?
That's insane.
Or kilograms of ham?
Just for like...
Just for fucking Catherine the Great.
That's...
It's so much ham.
Pretty crazy.
So much ham. Okay, anyways, but what I wanted to get into is not only in her like little like fuck palace.
So much ham.
Did she have all these pictures of her lovers, but her furniture was insane.
Was it like sexy furniture?
Sexy furniture. So the furniture itself was said to be destroyed during World War II, which is super fucked up. So only the remaining proof of the furniture were photographed. Pictures that German soldiers took during, I guess, the siege of it, and then they destroyed them. So I'm going to show you a few of these. This
is a sex chair. Oh my God. Are those a lady's open legs?
There is a woman spread eagle on the bottom of the chair. We'll post these on Instagram. And then there is a woman giving a blowjob at the top of the chair. Jared, do you want to take a look at this chair?
Absolutely.
And describe it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey. Whoa. Okay, so it's just...
Who
it's,
made these?
I don't know.
It's literally just like the horniest chair I've ever
seen.
It's
the horniest chair.
And it was destroyed?
Apparently all of her furniture was destroyed.
That's
there
sad.
Is a close-up of the top of the chair of a woman giving... there's a
I saw this when you were researching this.
This is crazy.
That's Satan.
It's Satan...
Blowjobbing.
Not blowjobbing. It's
whoa!
To a woman. Satan going down on a lady as part of the chair.
He does have that forked tongue, right? He's like a...
Here is also a table that she had that the legs of the
boobs.
Table were a bunch of dicks and boobs and dicks and spread eagle.
She was just owned her shit, huh?
She was just a horny fucking gal. Here's a picture of it in color.
I love that.
Just dicks, boobs, blowjobs.
Cool.
Everywhere. This is, I think, a recreation of that table.
I'm into it.
Isn't
whoa,
that insane?
I want that.
I know.
I want that
that's
too.
So
I would
cool.
love to have it.
Me too.
Like, I'm sure that they probably make like recreations of
Catherine
it.
Catherine the Great.
Catherine the Great was a horny bitch.
Love her.
And I love it.
Wow.
I mean, her furniture was next level. I'm super bummed that it got destroyed.
It's crazy that she was just out there like just going wild.
Listen,
and, like,
men got to do it all of the
they
time.
They still do it.
And they still do it. Like, power to Catherine the Great for fucking taking ownership and being like a badass ruling. And she fucking like ruled the greatest empire of Russia.
Yeah.
Or
now
whatever.
We got Putin or whatever.
Yeah, gross. I wish she was back.
I gotta say, I'm impressed. That furniture was beautiful.
Yeah.
I'd love to own one of those pieces.
Jared's impressed.
I am so impressed.
You should commission someone to make
we
it.
We love
for you.
A powerful woman.
We love
we
a powerful
do.
Woman.
We love we a do. Power bitch.
So
I love it.
Mm. I'm all in on this.
Love Catherine the Great.
She's naughty.
She is a naughty bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear some bad things that you people did next.
Yeah.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
So obviously Catherine the Great, so naughty, but all of you have a little Catherine the Great in you.
That's right.
So let's listen to one especially naughty firstie right now.
Hey guys, I have a worst thing that you've ever done. Now it's probably not like the worst thing I've ever done in my life, but it's something that I can think about the moment that I think people maybe could relate to. Okay, so I went to this concert and I had bought these shorts at Marshall's and they were so cute, Kendall and Kylie brand. But they are not the kind of shorts you could sit in all night. I ended up sitting at these chairs watching the show and was so uncomfortable the whole night. I felt like a sausage. So I got home, immediately was like, I need to return these. Now I've taken the tags off and I've saved them. And so what did I do? The next day, I took a little sniff. They didn't smell. And I went back and returned them. Luckily, I got a teenager who did not ask me a single question as to why I was returning these shorts, nor did they know that I'm in Texas, that it's 110 degrees, and I spent the entire night sitting in these shorts just sweating. I'm sorry if you buy these shorts, but they were returned and I was sweaty. That's it. Bye.
Wow. You're a good person if this is plaguing you.
Yeah, I think that this is a good lesson to us all is whenever you buy clothes, wash them before you.
I don't return anything.
And returning is hard.
I just don't really return anything. I don't really buy it unless I really want it.
Yeah.
Occasionally
that's
something
awesome.
Something cheap on Amazon, I'll just be like, whatever, I'll donate it. Like I can't remember last time I returned something.
I return things all the
Amazon,
time.
Amazon, I return all the time because it's so easy to do it. But I understand what you mean.
I don't
mean.
Even
like,
know
if it's
how.
Cheap,
Matt says that too. I'm like, is it?
Oh yeah, you just tell them you want to go to the UPS store.
No,
or
UPS,
whatever.
They have like an Amazon kiosk that you can return from.
Super easy.
But usually the stuff I buy on Amazon is not stuff that I would return. It's like mouthwash.
Yeah.
But like I return from Revolve all the time because I'll buy like four options for something and then I'll return the rest. But I would say, like I said, I think this is a good lesson. Just wash your shit before you wear it. Who knows?
Unless it's a jean and then you can't.
That's
you
true.
We'll take a shower with them on.
Yeah, just take a shower with them on.
I don't know. I don't think this is that big of a deal.
No, if this is the thing, the worst thing you've ever done, you're a good person.
You're a good person. Unless you're like, I peed in those shorts. Yeah. Even then, if the lady took them back, that's no longer your problem.
People literally do worse all the time, which is gross. You shouldn't, but they do.
You're a good person.
Yeah.
And you're like, the fact that this is plaguing you, relinquish.
Release the pain.
We're here to tell you that you can let this go now.
You can let it go.
Like, it's okay.
You can sleep at night.
And also, they probably didn't sell them. They probably like threw them away, which is wasteful. Fast fashion's wasteful, but whatever.
It is wasteful. But you know what?
We love you.
We love you.
You're the best.
You're a good person.
You're fine.
All right. Well, I think that's time. It's time to call it. We're done.
All right.
But Jared's looking at his watch.
Time of death.
It's
right
been
now.
Fun.
We love you all. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.